We turn now to a small state in India that's made enormous gains. Many consider the southern state of Kerala to be a model of a shining India because it has near universal literacy and a long life expectancy. But the savage murder of a law student there recently seems to point to a harsher side. NPR's Julie McCarthy traveled to Kerala to investigate.
India's monsoons roll first through Kerala. Thunderclaps over the shack where 29-year-old Jisha KP lived for more than two decades with her mother. There's no bathroom. The windows have no panes, just grills. A flimsy door was their only barricade against hazards lurking outside. Her mother raised two daughters here alone. Surrounded by lush vegetation and police tape, the hovel is now a crime scene. Jisha's mutilated body was discovered here one evening in late April. The post-mortem documents dozens of deep wounds, sexual assault, and strangulation. Close-by neighbor, Shija MC, recalls sitting on her porch the night of the murder and hearing an unusual sound. It was a strange but human sound, she says. Two other women were out and said they also heard something, but thought it was the mother and daughter quarreling, she just says. Several neighbors considered the mother, Rajeshwari, antagonistic, even unstable. But feminist academic Jay Devika says it would be natural for Jisha's mother to be aggressive as a defense mechanism.
Well, I'm sure Rajeshwari must have been a tough character. This is not a society that offers any kind of dignity to a woman who's alone.
And she says poor women increasingly head households alone, often in insecure homes, making them vulnerable to intruders. Rajeshwari's daughters would have been especially exposed.
Young girls are not safe in this society. So if Rajeshwari were the sweet little nice woman, then the girls would not be safe. That I can tell you.
Rajeshwari and her daughters, Jisha and Deepa, hail from the lowest strata of Indian society, at the bottom of the Hindu caste hierarchy. They live in a shed, surrounded by solid homes with mostly upper caste residents. Rajeshwari told police in 2014 that neighbors had tried to evict them from the area, threatening violence, a charge residents reject. Marginalized by poverty, gender, and caste, Rajeshwari and her daughter Jisha fought back using the tools of the state. They applied for and got a small plot to which the landless of Kerala are entitled. But there was no money to build a house. They repeatedly complained to police about harassment, but nothing came of it, according to daughter Deepa, who had been living away from home. We meet Deepa in a tea shop across from the hospital, where she's helping her mother recover from her sister Jisha's murder. Deepa says that the state has promised the family a house and a small pension for her mother, and given Deepa a job as a low-level clerk. She says Jisha had studied to be a lawyer to fight the injustices they faced. But at school, classmate Rita Balachandra says Jisha was preoccupied with safety. Rita says Jisha lived in fear of something or someone breaking into their shack and would race home after class. But she persisted with her degree to better their lives. Economist and demographer S.I. Rajan says education is at the root of the advances women of Kerala have made.
Women are going to school, women are going to college, women are marrying late, women are having less number of children, women are living longer.
Jisha was educated, but also socially disadvantaged. That's what Kerala's prized model of development doesn't take into account, says Rajan. For all the great progress, poor, lower caste women are still falling through the cracks.
Women are literate. There is no question about that. I never say women are not literate. But it has not transformed their lives.
Jisha's face peers out from posters across the state demanding justice for Jisha. A fresh team of investigators, the original one was accused of botching the case, refuses to discuss developments. The newly elected state government has called the whole affair a shame for Kerala. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Kerala, India.